zone peligrose. So the French are going to be here in Ireland again. And I want to speak a few things to encourage you in the fight to keep going. We're in a catacombs mode, and it's not easy, but it's the will of God to be like this. And the catacombs mode is like being in a trench after the captains, the generals, being fleeing away from the defense that they are supposed to do of our Lord and the church. So the shepherd has been struck and the sheep scatter is what is happening. So we're in the trenches, and the message of Fatima says that the refuge we must shelter in is the Immaculate Heart of Mary. There's no other shelter. And this is, she is the mediator of all graces. She is at the foot of the cross. So last time we saw Our Lady in her solitude, as the grace, the opportunity that we have to win all graces in these moments. I want just to give you another reflection about that. So Our Lady has to spend 25 years on earth after the ascension of our Lord in solitude. Why in solitude? Because our Lord was absent. And Our Lady loves our Lord more than all the angels, saints together. So the desire, the inclination of her soul was to be with God and with our Lord for to share heaven and happiness with God. So not to be able to go for 25 years is a tremendous solitude. But also, because she was living the most holy sacrifice of the Mass every day with St. John, and Our Lady, because she's perfect, she had a fresh alive all the events of the Passion of our Lord. So she was living all the events of the Passion alive with the same intensity, with a greater sorrow than the day before. Why? Because she was growing in love. All theologians said, every theologian, Catholic theologian says, Our Lady never stopped growing in love exponentially. Because she never placed an obstacle. So minute after minute, she grew in the love of God and increasingly, exponentially. So when she was assisting at Mass with St. John, she was having more and more suffering and more solitude. And all those graces were precisely for the days when we are in solitude, when our Lord is absent. There is some saints said that Our Lady had to spend those 25 years, especially for these times. Because our Lord will be absent almost completely. No sacraments, no help, no consolation from our Lord's presence in the Blessed Sacrament, the Holy Sacrifice of the Mass. This is why the Our Lady in her solitude is the devotion to contemplate now, to live, not only to contemplate, but to live fully, completely, with a whole heart. And that means that means to practice our consecration to Mary, total consecration to Mary, in the most perfect possible way. Which is to flee from sin, from occasional sin, from infidelities, and to cling to the cross with Our Lady, with the Blessed Lady. The only consolation we should seek after is to see Mary being repaired. The Blessed Virgin Mary being, seeing her smiling, or to wipe out one tear is enough, should be enough consolation for us. We can say without being mistaken, that if we just wipe out one tear from Mary's eyes, from her heart, the reward is heaven, really heaven. You see why in Fatima, we can say in Fatima, our Lord revealed to us the most important intention of His heart, of His creation, of His work or redemption, which is the heart of Mary. It's the most important of all His intention, of all His desires, is to see the heart of His mother and being consoled and repaired. So this is the most important focus. For that is the reason why we have to be very faithful in every matter, especially in matters of faith. Because faith is what unites us with Christ. And whatever danger against this faith is to separate us from our Lord and from the cross, and therefore from Our Lady. So, for example, what the SSPX is doing, is separating the faithful from Our Lady, from the cross, and from our Lord. By this unfaithfulness in a great matter, in questions of faith. This is why it's not a small thing. Why I want to explain something in this sermon, something that I haven't explained before, but also for our oblates in the whole world to understand. So we are in a state of necessity. So we are in a catechumens mode. That means that we receive supply jurisdiction to give sacraments directly from the Church, from our Lord Jesus Christ, case by case. So we don't have jurisdiction because we are not in ordinary times, but in extraordinary times. But for that reason, Monsignor Castro Maya said that priests in a state of necessity with supply jurisdiction, they had the prerogatives of a bishop. So whatever the bishop can do and the priest can do, the priest can perform, can do it also. So, except priestly ordinations, according to Castro Mayer, Monsignor Castro Mayer, who was the advisor of Archbishop Lefebvre. So, Archbishop Lefebvre acknowledged Castro Mayer as higher in theology. No? Many times happened that during his life. So, basically, Castro Mayer is saying to us, whatever the bishop can perform at his powers, and the priest can also do and perform with supply jurisdiction without necessity of any other permission. We are speaking here about consecration of chalices, consecration of altars, confirmations also. It's something that no one of the bishops have spoken for cowardness, for self-interest, or self-benefit. But they have not spoken about this subject, that priests can perform confirmations in this supply jurisdiction. They can. Indeed, they can. In fact, the Council of Trent says that when there is no bishop passing through a place for more than 3 years, and there is a fear that that place, that chapel, is going to fall back into paganism, the priest is obliged to give confirmations, you know. It's an obligation. In fact, it's an obligation. It's not, the problem is that there are too much scruples for lack of doctrine, no? But what I wanted to say more than this is other important topic, which is, if we are in supply jurisdiction, yes, therefore we can give sacraments to anyone and the whole world who comes to us for sacraments, Mass, matrimony, baptism, confirmation, extrema unction, confession. But if we are just in ordinary, if we were in just in ordinary times, we could only hear confessions in the dioceses or in the place where we belong as priests. For example, if I will be traveling to another country, I will know my confessions will be invalid if I could start confessing people from other dioceses, other countries. In ordinary times, those confessions, those matrimonies performed by a priest without permission outside the diocese will be invalid. Not only illicit, but also invalid. This is why I want to come to this point, which is very important. This is PX, when they accepted from Francis the jurisdiction to hear confessions for their faithful, to whoever are with them, automatically, from that moment on, SSPX started accepting ordinary jurisdiction. They accepted to have ordinary jurisdiction. That means that they don't have supply jurisdiction anymore. It's either supply jurisdiction or ordinary jurisdiction. You cannot have both at the same time. So that is very serious, because if one of the faithful from other country, other dioceses, other region comes to a SSPX chapel, and that priest hears that confession, that will be invalid confession or invalid matrimony, because this is why they now ask permission to the bishop. The local bishop for matrimonies. For that reason, in France, happened. A different priest from the one who received permission in France to marry a couple, that permission came from the bishop, for the local bishop. And when the prior reported to the local bishop that a different priest married that couple, and the bishop said, it's invalid. And the prior said yes, it was invalid. So we had to do something to make it valid. Precisely because SSPX has ordinary jurisdiction already. It's very serious, because that means that by having now ordinary jurisdiction, they are acknowledging the local bishop as the superior to give permission without being converted, without being Catholic, to perform to give sacraments, to perform ordinations and masses. So this is one of the proofs, and that they are incorporated in Rome, in the apostate Rome. They are working with the apostate Rome, and not only that, but the sacraments are invalid in many ways now. Yes, because the intention, for example, of the church to marry. So the couple marry, they had to have the first end of the matrimony, which is the children. So if a couple marries without having children in mind at all, the matrimony is invalid, which is precisely the concept of the modernist matrimonies. And now that they are mixing the matrimony with the Novus Ordo, bishops, the concept of matrimony is blur. So it's a play for many invalidities also. Not only that, but if a couple wants to, a married couple, have the temptation to divorce, they can do it, they just go to the diocese, because SPX registers the matrimonies in the dioceses. So they have placed the matrimonies into the hands of the wolves. They have not converted, and they place the matrimony, the families, in the hands of the wolves. Why? Because they have already ordinary jurisdiction. They need permission, therefore they have to register the matrimonies in the diocese. This is why the confessions are already very, very often could be invalid. Matrimonies also could be invalid. Not only that, but now that they acknowledge the new rights of priestly, new noble sort of priests of the nations and noble sort of bishops, now that the bishop hound there consecrated holy oils on last Holy Week, and we know that we know for sure that it's extremely doubtful the new rites of priestly ordination and episcopal ordination, consecration. So those holy oils are doubtful, cannot be used. And we know that those oils have been used for ordinations already and for other things in this speaks on in this year, 2023. So not only confessions and matrimonies are being invalid in many ways, but also already masses of priests, doubtful priests, doubtful masses, and doubtful even last rites. So we're dealing here with a huge problem, and people doesn't know about this. SSPX has ordinary jurisdiction means that they are working with Rome. So they are placing themselves on the hands of the wolves or the apostates. They are working with them. So by doing that, they are saying that Rome is Catholic. Or at least they are, also they are saying that the Rome and the SSPX have the same religion. They are working together. So as a conclusion, SSPX is not Catholic anymore. This is really the conclusion. There's no other way out of it. Either you are with Christ or against Christ. Either you have the faith and the enemies of Christ are your enemies, or the opposite, yes. Our Lord said, he who is not with me is against me. So this is why we cannot, according to the bull of, and we spoke about the bull of Pius the VI to the those who made the oath in the French Revolution to keep silent about the revolution. Pius the VI forbade all the Catholics in the world to go to their masses, sacraments, benediction, to visit the Blessed Sacrament, even to pray Vespers with them, to go to confession also. He forbade, except in danger of death, they could go to them. It's exactly the same situation with the SSPX. I compromised matter of faith with the devil, with the revolution of Vatican II, and people should not avail of sacraments at all until unless in danger of death. But even in danger of death, it's better not to stain our reputation with those priests. No? God is going to provide. It's better to expect from God. That grace. If I was speaking about Our Lady in her solitude. In her solitude, Our Lady provides all graces for these moments. We don't know, we don't need more than that. If I end up by remind you what Our Lady of Guadalupe said to Juan Diego. The Indian Juan Diego, before the last apparition, he went back home. He had the appointment with Our Lady next morning, 7 a.m. I guess, I think 7 a.m. The last appointment with Our Lady of Guadalupe to bring the tilma to the bishop. So what happened when he arrived home, back home, he saw his uncle was dying. So he was in a dilemma at that moment. Either I go to the appointment with the Blessed Virgin Mary tomorrow, or I go to get sacraments for my uncle. Either or. So the Indian took the wrong decision. He went to give sacraments. Last rites, this is the most important rite, the most important sacraments. He went, he tried to escape Our Lady's appointment by going the other side of the hill, Tepeyac Hill, to go for the priest and bring him to his home to confess and his uncle. So Our Lady knew, of course, the intentions of Juan Diego. So Our Lady appeared on the other side of the hill. He encounters Juan Diego, the Indian. And he said, Juanito, Juanito, what are you doing? He said, why you are so fearful? why you are so stressed. I am here, the one who is here is your mother. You are under the fold of my hands, my arms, you are under my mantle. Is there by chance anything else you need besides myself? What he said. Is there by chance you need something else besides myself? So Juanito, yes, so he obeyed Our Lady, and we know the miracle of Guadalupe, the Tilma, and the rest. And after that, Our Lady went personally, after that event, to the uncle. She appeared to the uncle, and she healed the uncle, in person. So this is one of the examples that if we had to choose between sacraments, even last rites, or Our Lady, because it doesn't please Our Lady, this SSPX priest, we choose Our Lady. Even if we had nothing. Because we are here to repair, to console, and to be next to the Blessed Virgin Mary. Means that we have to be worthy of Mary. Means that we have to be far from being unfaithful in matters of faith. Matters of faith is what harms the most our relationship to God and our relationship to Mary. Either we are unfaithful to faith and walk away from Mary, or we are faithful in matters of faith in order to be next to Mary. And losing everything else. Like the Good Friday. In Good Friday, everything was against them, humanly speaking. Thousands of people shouting against our Lord and being in danger of being killed also, no? This is the situation of today. So we have to surrender our Blessed Mother in her solitude, and to say again, like in Guadalupe, Blessed Mother, you are enough. I don't need nothing else. I only will pray my rosary. I will be faithful to you. I will not go against faith or put in danger our relationship by being put in danger my faith. So Mother, don't allow me to do that, even if I am despoiled and I am in solitude, even if nobody loves me, even if we are only three or four in the whole country, we accept it. Because we choose Mary upon sacraments and priests and benefits outside Mary. Whatever else outside Mary, we don't want. We only want Mary in her solitude, in her sorrows, and nothing else. This is the situation that we are living today. So we hope people will understand these concepts and will really be devoted to Mary and consoling and helping to repair the Immaculate Heart. Whoever is not doing this is not repairing the Immaculate Heart of Mary. It's pure sin and offending and faking that they are with Mary. So we pray for everybody, especially our oblates, that they may see these problems. And the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Ghost.